Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning, the 9th day of January, 2024. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin, and thank you for tuning in to KSJE. We're at 90.9 FM over the airwaves, of course, in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we broadcast at 103.3 FM, and everywhere else on the planet, you can listen to us by just going to our website, ksje.com. We want to thank all of you for supporting the efforts of KSJE to keep those transmitters and websites working and operating. We also want to welcome our viewers this morning who are joining us because this is a visual radio program streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page and also to our YouTube channel. So welcome aboard, everyone. We are glad that you are with us. Coming up today, we're going to talk a little bit about some school delays still going on throughout the listening area this morning. The Central Consolidated School District have told us they're on a two-hour delay this morning. They are using some of their bad weather stops, of course, around the district. So that is something to be aware of. Also, the DZ School south of Bloomfield operating on a two-hour delay this morning. Coming up, though, on the program, the show must go on, of course. And so today, we're talking with Jamie Church from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce. Lots of big events coming up, including the big annual Chamber Banquet. And she's brought a special guest with her this morning who we'll be talking to as well about an event that he held on New Year's Day in Farmington. So stay tuned for that coming up in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Later on at 8:50 a.m., we'll be checking in with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter, and she will be talking to us about some of the pets available for adoption this week. You will hear that coming up today at 8:50 a.m. on KSJE. Then we'll go to Mick Hess for Roving with the Arts, our classical music program, right after the news at 9:06 on KSJE. And then, of course, don't forget, we invite you to connect with us on our Twitter account, now known as X or Instagram. And if you're a podcast person, we've got KSJE Podcast for you to check out. Just subscribe wherever you already are listening to podcasts and maybe discover a new local program that you may have missed. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is all of 6 degrees at the moment. It is a sunny Tuesday morning, but cold out there, as you can imagine. Winds are blowing at about 10 miles per hour, so that gives us a wind chill this morning of -7. So wrap up if you're heading out today, but that sunshine sure will make it feel like it's a bit warmer, but it is still pretty cold. Our weather forecast continues to be a sunny day today with a high of only reaching about 29 degrees, and that is going to be the case for the next several days. Cold weather is in store. For tonight, we're going to see a partly cloudy night with a low of 12 degrees. And then, of course, tomorrow, partly cloudy. On Wednesday, the high 32 with a chance of snow developing, a 50% chance of snow developing on Wednesday night with a low of 19. More light snow in the forecast for Thursday of this week with a high of 29 and a low of 8 degrees with more snow in the forecast, some light snow in the forecast Thursday night before things clear up again with mostly sunny skies on Friday with a high of 28 degrees and an overnight low of 12 before the next storm system may move in with a chance of snow on Saturday night. So we'll keep an eye on that as we move forward. I'll be back with my guest, Jamie Church from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce, right after this. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The most important ingredients to sustaining health and wellness are the resources and tools that help you live a vibrant and healthy life. At San Juan Regional Medical Center, the goal is to promote health by making sure those resources are available. Find the path to the best life at lifebetterhere.com. San Juan Regional Medical Center. Better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. Joining me back in Studio A, as I mentioned, Jamie Church is back with me, of course, from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce. Always a pleasure. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you, too.
First appearance of the new year.
Yes.
Here we are.
I was actually quite glad to get back to work and start moving forward in this new year. I mean, a break is always nice.
Right, okay.
We have a lot of things coming up in the first quarter, so it's good to get back to work.
Very good. Very true. And you brought a special guest with you. Someone who celebrated the new year in a very unique way,
That's
I guess we
right.
could say, right?
That's right. And so my friend Dave Daly, but he's also a chamber member and a fellow person who goes to work out early in the mornings
wow.
at the HHPC
Impressive.
Over here at
Both
San Juan College.
That's right. We are there.
Okay.
We maybe not look great, but we're there.
Well, good for you guys. So that's
Thanks.
Wonderful. Dave, great to see you.
Hey, thanks. Good to see you.
Welcome. And so maybe we should just start with the reason why Dave is here to
Go
talk about his event, right? And I asked him when I saw him if he had ever warmed up, but I'm not sure. I think you have. But your hands were still cold. We shook hands.
Yeah, I think I'm warm-ish.
Okay. I mean your personality is warm.
Yeah.
So that's warm about you. Yeah. But you took part in the Polar Plunge, and you started this Polar Plunge how many years ago now?
So this was the third annual Dave and Friends Polar Plunge.
At Farmington Lake.
Yes.
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day, and we had quite a turnout.
I'm looking at the picture.
Yeah.
Thank you, Haley Bassing, for letting us borrow and or steal your photo.
Yeah.
But yeah, 250 or some odd
252
people?
252 people
okay.
is what we counted.
All right.
But
did they all actually plunge?
No, I think we had about 140 people plunge.
All right.
So far every year it's been, we kind of, year one, it was like three of us that came out and we were like, hey,
sure.
you know, I think it was actually 15 people.
Okay.
But we decided to, find just a nonprofit to help out
mm-hmm.
on the first and, you know, and put some teeth into something so wonderful and healthy for your body. So we've found different charities and different nonprofits, and this year was the Four Corners Canine Search and Rescue.
They do a lot of work on the reservation, don't they?
They do a lot of work, and they will work all over.
Okay.
But, you know, primarily the Navajo Reservation and, you know, Bernadine B. Yale heads that up, and her dog Trigger is the one that started it.
Okay.
I guess as a pup, he kind of told his mom that it was time to put him to work.
So in addition to this just being a crazy New Year's Day event, jumping into the waters at Farmington Lake, you raised some money for this nonprofit.
We did raise some money. And last count, it was $4,200 that we were able to raise.
$4,200.
Yeah.
I just want that to sink into the audience so they know. Just from jumping into the water. I mean, and getting pledges and donations and things like that, right?
Think how much more it would be if you went.
Oh, I don't know about that. But it's noted, Dave. Thank you. But congratulations. That's
Thank
wonderful.
You. Yeah.
And that's the most you've raised, I think, thus far,
that
right?
That is.
And
yes.
this keeps growing.
It
year
does.
After year.
It's a big, it's, it turns out that a lot of people enjoy the benefits of cold plunging on a new year.
More power to them. God bless them. Okay.
And we had
because what was the temperature? I mean, the blue. We could see sunshine in the picture, and the skies
nice.
Are blue, so it was sunny, but it was still about what?
So
20
the water
degrees?
Temperature was a balmy 36.
36 degrees.
And
water.
Then, the outside was probably 43, so it was nice to get out.
Not as polar as maybe in some places.
Get warmed up. Yeah.
Okay.
We had people travel from. I know my brother, they came from Los Alamos that morning. And
okay.
Had some other people, I think, from Albuquerque.
And there's various different types of plungers, that doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right. But folks that will jump in and jump out very quickly, and others who will maybe go in up to their necks and just splash around for a longer period, right? And stay in the water for a while?
So the rules are that you need to go in and go under your head and then get out. Oh. And I was joking with people and said, you have to stay in until you do that. Mm. But then there were a couple people who wanted to go 5 minutes plus. Tim Ulrich, who he's actually a professor here, he made it 8 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All so, right. Well, again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for putting this together. Yeah. Because I'm sure it takes some effort every year to at least coordinate and get people out there.
Kudos to like Haley Passing, who is, you know, I've got the and friends part that do a lot that I'm not capable of.
Right.
So, like hold the camera on.
Right. Help you with the countdown and all that other stuff maybe that happens. Right. That's a good thing too. And Jamie Church, this is all part of the community thing, right? That the chamber is always a part of, right?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And seeing what we can do as a community.
That's right. And I didn't actually participate in the plunge, although Dave asked me to, and I just kept saying, no, I'm not doing it. But
he's pretty persistent, isn't he?
I kind of wish I'd been down there just to watch it. But so this is part of what we do with the chamber, is that connecting commerce to community. And I did mention that Dave is a chamber member. He has a business consulting and coaching business, and he's done some workshops for us at the chamber. But this is something, it shows how our business community and our citizens are doing all these extra things. I mean, nobody is, you know, Dave is doing this just out of his love of his community and trying to do something really worthwhile for this great organization. And my guess is that they will take donations at any time. So we'll have to make sure we get that information out.
That
right. They're, I'm sure they need funding throughout the year. But there's so many of our chamber members that, and non-chamber members, that just do these kind of events in our community that raise awareness or raise funds and help these nonprofits. So this is just one of a great example of that. And I thought it would be fun to get Dave on here just to talk about it, because I guess you'll be doing it next New Year's too.
Right.
So
sounds like it, right?
People can start training now. They can go run in the lake and run out and, you know, start
building their endurance. A good way to start training is just after, when you're in the shower, you guys can try this.
Okay.
When you're in the shower, after you're done, turn it on cold water and count. Like, first time will be 5 seconds. But it is really good for your health.
I was just going to say, we're not going to get into any health stuff because I'm not an expert, but they do. Those athletes take these ice baths afterwards because of what it does to help reduce inflammation and different things. And I know that in some other countries, it is not at all uncommon to do like a hot water and then in your shower and then do a cold water or run outside, because it helps to build your immune system and things like that. So there's definitely some, I mean, I know that's not why you were doing this, but I do think there's a lot of people that do that. There's some health benefits to it.
So. Yeah. Well, like Tim, he's been doing it for 8 years, and he's one of the reasons why. Because I won't do anything on my own, as it turns out. So
okay.
I tend to want to make events, and I don't.
The and friends is really an important part of this event.
The and friends is huge.
Okay.
And I'm always open for more friends. So next year, the city of Farmington was really phenomenal and patient with me to get everything that we needed. And
didn't you have some fire guys down there too,
just
to help? And
fire guys were out there,
and
they said they were going to be jumping in next year.
Oh, cool!
Okay,
great.
So I will hold them to that.
I bet you will,
as you know.
Yes.
But yeah, it's a cool. It's just a neat community event, and really to see, you know, my parents were out there. A lot of people who just won't get in the water, but my mom out handing towels, and everybody was just so happy. And it was just a really great way to start a new year, you know, with a lot of gratitude and seeing these actual working dogs hanging out.
Yeah. Right. And learning about that organization too, I think is really important as well.
And, you know, and something like once I met Bernadine earlier in the year and really got to know her heart about it all. And then I was intentional about seeing how many lost people there are in the Four Corners area. And then talking with her and realizing how, you know, she needs volunteers, and there's you know, every week there's something to do to search for,
right,
for people, and you know, and these families, you know, it just really helps the Four Corners. So I thought, what a cool cause.
Right. Well, I have to think even the families who are missing these loved ones or relatives, just knowing somebody's doing something to try to help must just be, that must feel very good to them. And so that's a
Well, and she said that basically when these families will be going out, you know, grandmas and grandpas are going out to the last known and high, and, you know, and there's some safety issues with that.
Sure.
So, you know, there's power in numbers, and then having these dogs who are trained to be able to help out is just, you know, and I'm a sucker for dogs, so anything dog related, I'm like, let's go.
See? There you go. That'll do it. Well, great job. Congrats to you and to all your friends and your new friends and your old friends who are out there with you and making this event happen each and every year. And it sounds like January 1, 2025, we've got a date at Farmington Lake. Is that the idea?
I think this year, I promise the city I will get going beforehand.
Sooner? I see. Okay. Well, all right.
You learn a little bit every time you do an
event. We're growing.
From your lips to the city's ears, right here on the radio.
Something, believe me, I know.
That's all right. But that's great. And again, it's a great use of a facility that probably doesn't get a lot of use during the cooler months out at Farmington Lake. There's not too much swimmers out there.
Well, I saw a golden eagle out there.
Did you?
In one of the times I went to just go film a little bit. And I thought, what a, you know, we're just so lucky to be able to live here and do things like that, and you know, and have that many people show up with excitement and laughter and bringing in a new year.
Sure.
It's neat.
So. Very true. Well, thank you again
for
your efforts.
Yeah. We'll be looking forward to having you.
All right. We'll see.
Well, you can do one of your live broadcasts.
We could do one of those.
You can do the drone footage.
We could maybe do something like that next year. We'll have to talk about that.
Yeah. We had a drone out, and it was really cool footage.
Yeah.
We'll have to see about doing
that. And again, it was a student from Haley Bassing's class,
right,
film class at PV. That came and was able to help out. So it's cool. It's just a real, real fun event. And
great.
There you go. Well, congrats again.
Thank you.
Wonderful job and great charity and a great way to bring the community together and raise some money for a great cause. So
you bet.
That's terrific. Jamie Church, I know you have some other things to share with us today because you are never not a busy person.
That's right.
You've got lots of stuff coming up for the Chamber of Commerce.
New Year. So we have our first business after hours of the new year, and that is coming up on Thursday, January 18th at Artifacts. And it's hosted by both Artifacts Gallery and the Studio Bake Shop. So for anybody who has never been to Artifacts, and I'm always surprised that there's still people who have never been there.
This or they see a picture and think it's in Durango or something.
I
correct them nicely and politely.
This
here. It's in Farmington.
And this is part of our history of not only Farmington but the downtown. Anyway, so they're doing their business after hours on Thursday, January 18th, starting at 5:30, and there's going to be some music and some food and drinks and just a really fun networking opportunity. And of course, this is designed for our chamber members, but we actually welcome anybody who wants to attend. It's great if you have a business, you're thinking of starting a business, you want to know more about the Chamber of Commerce or some of the events we do, this will be a great one. It's $5 at the door, but we take a dollar of that. We put that in with your business card, so please bring business cards. That's part of networking. We put that in a big fishbowl, and then we give that away at the end of the night. And so it is just a really fun event that we do every month, business after hours, and so this is the first one. Our February one will be coming up at the Manchester's. They're the Manchester Agency, Farmers Insurance Agency. I don't have all the details, but we do start getting these booked out pretty far in advance.
Right.
So, but they're a great networking time, and it is fun to celebrate these businesses and get people in so they can see what they're doing.
Very true.
Yep.
And
so
again, if you haven't been down to Artifacts Gallery or Studio Bake Shop,
that's right,
you should make this a point to go check it out.
It's such a cool spot. It's
very
my favorite
true.
Place to hold meetings, actually, because it just always smells so good in there. It smells like cookies every single time you walk
in. Of course.
Cookies and coffee, so it's great.
There you go. Very true.
Yes.
And then There's another big event coming up?
Yes, but before I get to that very big event, I want to talk a little bit about the legislative reception and the legislative session. So one of the things that the chamber does, in fact, the most important thing the chamber does is the advocacy work that happens mostly behind the scenes. But one of the things that we do every year is we do go to the legislative session in Santa Fe, and we participate in the legislative reception event, which is on Monday, January 29th at the Santa Fe Convention Center. And we will have a booth there, and we're actually partnering with the Bloomfield Chamber this year. And we have some fun things we give away. Many of the elected officials that are in Santa Fe come to that reception. We go from booth to booth, and we visit the other chambers or the visitors centers that are there. So it's just a great opportunity for us to share what's happening in Farmington and San Juan County with the other chambers in the state. So that is happening on Monday, the 29th of January, and anybody could attend this. So it's $20 to get into the reception, and I think they usually have music, and they have a lot of fun appetizers and things like that from different area restaurants. And so anybody
in Santa
can go.
Fe. This is in Santa Fe.
This is in Santa Fe, just to be clear. Yes, you would have to go, and you would have to get lodging, but and you would have to get a ticket through the Santa Fe Chamber. But it is a great opportunity, and if you've never been to Santa Fe, if you've never toured the Roundhouse and been to our Capitol, it's a great opportunity to do that as well.
Right.
So
very true.
That is coming up, and then the very next weekend. That is our big chamber banquet, and this is February 2nd at the Civic Center. And our theme this year, since it's in February, I thought it would be fun to do a Valentine's theme, which is we love our businesses and we love our chamber members. This is also the event where we do announce our Citizen and Business of the Year. So we've been accepting nominations, and we have some great ones this year. We accepted nominations through the end of December, and so we know who those selections are.
Who?
I'm not saying that. I'll tell you later in February.
Okay.
So we will make a big announcement. Usually I try to have them on the show. Actually,
I know you do. That's true.
Give them an opportunity to talk about what they do.
Well, but it's always a big secret, which is part of the joke of just not knowing who it is. I mean, you know, but I don't know, and a lot of people don't know. A lot of people who do know lie about knowing because they want to keep it a secret.
Yes. So
it's a great surprise during the banquet.
It is a great event, and it's at the Civic Center, as I mentioned, and we're doing a fun thing this year, not only kind of highlighting our business and Citizen of the Year, but also we're doing kind of a taste of as far as the food goes. So I have three different caterers, four if you include our dessert caterer, that are all doing like more like heavy appetizer stations. So we're not going to have a plated meal or just a normal buffet line.
Okay.
We'll have stations where you can go in little small plates. So think of like tapas or a small plate where you can go try a few things. And I think that'll be a neat way to highlight multiple restaurants, but also just kind of a fun, something different.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, that's something we're doing. And then Tara, who has the bake shop down at Artifact, she's actually going to be doing our desserts. So she'll be working on those. We have live music from after midnight. So there will be live music and dancing at the end of the night. And then Ryan Woodard will be coming in and doing music at the beginning of the evening. And we'll have a photographer there doing photos. And we also have some fun giveaways. Our friends Patrick and Rita Manchester with the Farmers Insurance, they are donating a red Yeti cooler. And then that will be full of just things our chamber members donate. So it might be a gift card or just different, maybe a gift certificate for services or something like that, where you have all these things in this Yeti cooler, and then it will be given away at the end of the night. We'll draw a ticket. And then also JA Jewelers is going to be donating a fun piece of jewelry. Since it is Valentine's, we thought it would be fun to do that too. So it is going to be just a lot of fun things, and tickets are available. You can get a table for 10 for $1,000, or you can buy a ticket for $100. Nothing fancy about the math on this. The tickets are $100 each, and the tables, they seat 10, so you can reserve a table. And we suggest you do it quickly, because we are already almost, you know, mid-January. This is happening February 2nd.
Right.
And so these tables, you know, they'll go fast. So don't wait until the night before and go, ooh, can we come, because ago.
Right. And this event usually sells out. You're at a bigger location this year, I think, right? So you can maybe sell a few more tickets than you have in the past.
Yes.
But that's maybe by design, I guess.
Right. And so we are planning on 350 people. That's sort of the number I've told the caterers. That's the number I have in my head. I don't think we would go much beyond that because this is our first year at the Civic Center, our first year of doing the appetizers this way. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to oversell it, and then, you know, I want to see how this is all going to work. So it is, you know, 350 is kind of where we're capping it. And one of the neat things about being a Chamber Chairman Circle member, that's our highest level of membership, is one of the perks of that is you do get a free table to the banquet, or you can choose to use your table at our Music by the Pond celebration in July. So it is, that is some of our Chairman Circle members, you know, they do kind of get those tables first because that's part of being a Chairman Circle member.
Sure.
And anyway, so don't wait. Let us know. And you can get tickets on our website. So if you go to gofarmington.com, you can buy individual tickets. You can't get a table. You have to get a table through me, and that's just so I can keep up with how many tables are being
sold
and I don't oversell.
Right. That makes sense. But I guess if someone's listening to us this morning and they're thinking, well, for next year, maybe I should become a
Chairman Circle.
Yes. Then I'll have my pick of the tables, or I'll get one of the, maybe one of the front and center tables.
A lot of other perks with being a Chairman Circle member. You get lots of advertising on our website, in our newsletter, you get the table. One thing that you get that we're, this is a perfect segue, Scott.
Oh.
It's almost like you knew what I was going to talk
about.
Well,
you know. How long have we been talking to each other on the radio?
Yeah,
how
long
many
time.
Years?
Oh, yeah. A long time. Probably 20
we
years.
We would admit that, but okay, yes.
Is our leads and referrals group. So this is something we started in 2019. It went on a long hold during 2020 and after, but we are bringing it back. And it is $500 a year to be a part of the leads and referrals group, but if you're a Chairman Circle member, it's included with your membership.
Another benefit.
So, exactly. So there's a morning group that meets every Wednesday, and then there will be a noon group. I'm calling it the Brown Baggers for now just because I couldn't think of anything more creative, but it's a noon group where you can bring in your lunch. And this is very specific leads and referrals. So this isn't like a business after hours where just everybody can come and there's sort of a lot of loose networking. This is more like very specific, one representative per industry. For example, there would be one radio station.
Right.
If you were going to do it, that's it. We can't have. We could have a TV station or a newspaper for media, but one insurance agency that's doing like home policies, another insurance agency if they were doing health insurance,
mm-hmm.
but very specific. And it is very much about here is a lead or a referral, the follow-up process on that, and then also the close of business. Did that business close from that referral? And the thank you process. I thank you for that referral. This is what happened with that referral.
Okay.
So it is a very unique. Some people are very comfortable with this type of networking, other people not so much, but it is a great way to really get to know people and to build your business through the leads and referrals. So that is something we're bringing back in 2024. And so there
nice.
You go.
And it's $500 for the year?
It is $500 a year.
Okay.
But 200 of that 500 goes to our Youth Leadership Academy, which is through our Chamber Foundation. And that is a program that we are currently building to help support young entrepreneurs, leadership skills for students that are in high school. And it will meet on a monthly basis. We'll have a curriculum. So 200 of that does go into the foundation to help with this Youth Leadership Academy that we're working and building on right
exciting.
Now.
Exciting. Yeah. Well, that's exciting, too.
I know. So it is all going to a good cause, the Chamber and the Chamber Foundation. But again, if you've ever been part of a leads and referrals group, you know how beneficial that can be, and also the amount of business that can come through that if it's done correctly. So.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay. Good to know. And so for all these things, we can call you.
Yes.
Or someone like you at the Chamber who will answer the phones at the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's going out in our newsletter. As far as the leads and referrals, it's called Connections, Leads and Referrals, so CLR for short. But we have been waiting for the new year to launch it just because once November hits, nobody's really paying that much attention to anything. It's not the best time to launch something new. So we just got it going again. And so it's first come, first serve. So if you're a Chamber member and you say, I am a realtor, I want to be in the leads and referrals group, great if you're commercial or residential. That would be a good thing to know. But then if there's already a realtor in the group, then we would have to put you in another group. So those are those chapters or those groups are going to be building as this grows. And again, this we did this in 2019. It was very successful. And then we had to put it on hold. So
right.
Yep.
Something happened. Something happened in 2020.
Yeah, the big pandemic years. But, right.
But now it's back.
Now it's back.
Okay. Yep. Excellent. Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
We hope a lot of folks will take advantage of that because it sounds like a great opportunity, as you've said.
I think so, yes.
And the money goes to a lot of great causes and things. So that's a great thing to do.
Thank you.
Before we run out of time, I did want to ask you, you mentioned being in Santa Fe a little
yes.
bit. And I know the chamber has a committee that always talks about some of the things they would like some of the
yes.
lawmakers and our delegation to talk about in Santa Fe. Is there
yes.
anything that they are watching for or anything that you've heard about?
The Paid Family Medical Leave Act is one that everybody's watching because that will be if it passes, that will be a fund that both employers and employees will have to pay into for paid family medical leave. It has been introduced multiple years and has died every year, but I think this year it's looking more promising. But again, this could be an extra cost to employers, and we understand family medical needs and leave. It's not that. It's just our role as the chamber is to make sure that we are representing small business. And this will be an extra cost to employers, so we want to make sure we know all about that. Also, the medical malpractice continues to be something that we need to keep our eye on.
Is that an insurance issue?
That is insurance, malpractice insurance for physicians in New Mexico. That is another bill that continues to need to be watched because we talk about wanting to move people here, retirees and quality of life. We need good doctors here. And so that, you know, that medical malpractice insurance, since just over the state line into Colorado is way less, we just need to keep our eye on that because it's not something we want to become prohibitive in New Mexico for physicians to practice here. So there's a lot of ins and outs of that, but just overall.
Gotcha. Those are two issues that you're watching.
Two issues, definitely, that we're watching.
Okay.
And then this is the short session. It's the 30-day. It's mostly a budget session, but we still, as the chamber, we want to hear from our members and we want to represent them in
right.
Santa Fe.
So. Very true. Okay. Well, good
yes.
luck with all that.
Thank
Sounds
you.
Like it's going to be a busy 30
yes.
days for you.
Yes.
Plus.
Plus, yep. And
all
then
the things going on.
We had, you know, there's a lot coming up in later in the year, which we won't get to right now, but our hopefully our focus on Farmington Coffees will start up again once I get back from Santa Fe and get through the banquet. We'll get those started again, too.
Okay. Stay tuned. That's
yep,
what we say
stay
here.
Stay tuned.
That's right.
Stay tuned.
So there you go. Wonderful. Dave Daly, thank you again for coming in.
Thank you.
And for all your efforts as well. And Jamie, thank you for being here,
yeah,
of course.
Thank you.
And your commitment to being here every month.
Yes, every month.
So we can keep chatting like this. It's
yes.
always great to find out about what's going on at the Chamber of Commerce. So
thank
thanks
you.
So much and have a great year.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, thank you very much. My guest this morning from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce and Dave Daly, of course, from Dave and Friends Polar Plunge with me on KSJE.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.